call received from home care agency.
Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, can I speak to Mr. Kevin Cofield?
To who?
This
No, no, this is a home care agency, ma'am. Did you need home care services?
Yes, I'm Conway Home Care Service.
So this is Family First Home Care.
Oh,
Family
okay.
First Care. Did you need help?
Yes, I was trying to get the number to Conway Home Care Service.
Okay, I don't know who that is, ma'am. This is Family First Care. We are a home care agency. Do you want assistance from us?
Well, I want to know, are y'all going to sign on bonus?
Yeah, we do. We have a sign-on bonus, and we're actually number one right now in the state, one of the highest-paying agencies. What's your name?
Michelle Burton.
Miss Michelle, how do you spell your last name?
Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N.
And what's your date of birth, Michelle?
12563. I want to ask a question.
Go ahead, honey.
How much do y'all start?
So it depends on how many hours does the patient have. Are you the patient?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and it also depends on the county because the state reimburses by county. So how many hours does the patient have and what county do they reside in? Philadelphia North. Okay, and how many hours do they have?
56.
56 hours. And is there only one caregiver or there's two?
One.
Because we pay overtime, anything after 40.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second so I can check the rates for you, okay? What is the care? Do you know what the caregiver is doing now so we can match it or offer them something better? If she's at 16, she needs to stay where she's at because right now the agencies are not paying that high, especially if she got, is it 16 across the board or she's getting overtime?
She's getting overtime.
Yeah, you're better. She's probably better off staying there.
What would they start with?
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to check the rates. I can offer her up to 15, and then anything after overtime, which will be the next 40 hours, it'll go up to 20 an hour for the remaining 26.
Mm-hmm. Do they pay for medical?
Excuse me?
Do they pay for their medical, or they got to pay for their own medical?
Yeah, no, they buy into their policies. We offer it,
And what policy do I not offer?
It's through AFLAC.
Okay. And do they pay on vacation time, 6 days?
Sick. No vacation, but they get time and a half if they work through holidays as well.
They be getting time and a half already. And they work on
when
holidays.
They work on holidays. So, like, let's say the major holidays, if they work, they get time and a half. They get overtime.
Okay, say they already on overtime.
Excuse me?
And then say that they already on overtime. And the holiday start is on the day when they're overtime.
Okay, I don't understand. What?
Say they on their overtime when the holiday falls. In that week.
They get time and a half. They're still going to get overtime.
Okay, yeah. I'm saying, but they already get overtime if they work for them, they 40 hours. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm saying, if they already work for them, they 40 hours. And the holiday falls on, the overtime they already get.
Yeah, but a lot of caregivers don't show up to work on holidays because technically they're off. It's legal holidays. So if they don't want to work, they don't have to because it's a legal holiday. So, but if they go into work, not only are they going to get paid for the day, but they're going to get overtime, time and a half.
Oh, so they normally don't work, so the clients don't have nobody to take care of them.
Huh?
So the clients don't have nobody to take care of them on the holiday.
Right. Some caregivers don't show up, but that's the incentive. If they show up, they're going to get paid overtime.
Oh, so they don't go on overtime pay. They still get time and a half.
Yep, they get overtime and time and a half. So they get paid kind of double, kind of, sort of.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm fine. We'll talk to my client. And I'll call you back.
Can I give you my direct number?
Yeah.
It's 267.
Hold on, man.
Take your time. Michelle, you're the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay.
My client is meeting me tomorrow. So it's not like he can
Right, you're the one that really has to do the shopping around and making sure that you're happy because you're the one that's doing all the work.
Yes.
So our office is One Winding Drive. It's right in Philadelphia.
Are y'all going to come up to your client?
Yeah, yeah. And we do everything over the phone. Like, I can submit the referral right now and send you the hiring application, and you could get it started if you like.
Okay, well, then send me a PPD test.
All I need is the patient's, what's the patient's first and last name?
I'm just still trying to say if they need a PPD test, then what?
If you have a PPD, it's good for up to 2 years. You could just submit it.
Okay, well, just say you, they always want to leave on every year. 267, that's what you probably need to. Do y'all get PPD tests?
If you need it, yeah, they send you to get it.
Okay. Well, y'all have a close office in, like, North Philly, 267 what?
551. 7410.
You get paid every week or every two?
Every Friday.
Okay.
And what's the patient's name?
The patient's name is David Vixie. What's the phone number again?
267-551.
267-551.
7410.
7410.
And you said his name is David. How do you spell his last name?
V-I-G-F-U-R.
F-U?
V-I-G-F-U-R.
I can't hear you.
G-I-B-S-B-Y.
Gisby?
V-I-G-S-B-Y.
G-R-E?
Yeah.
G-R-E-S-E-Y?
Yes.
Gressy?
Yes.
And what's the date of birth?
Now give me an opportunity to say it's okay.
What?
I'm not giving you the answer until he says okay. And I got to still talk to him. I'm going to love him. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go to another agency. Right.
Okay. Well, you have my information, Michelle, okay? Call me if you need me.
All right.
My name is Jasmine.
Okay, good. All right.